So what I'll do is take about 15 minutes and just maybe update you on things that are going on in my court, the Federal Circuit. Just to say right off, if you've been asleep for the past 6 years and just woken up, you're obviously looking at a dramatically different court. As you know, we have a lot of pretty new judges, 7 to be exact. That's 7 out of 12 active judges. So as I've said to groups before, my initial reaction to all of this change was less than positive. I love my colleagues who created these vacancies, some of whom remain in senior status and some of whom have deserted us completely. I knew I would miss them, and I do. At my age and stage in life, I also really don't do change well. I have enough friends, I thought at the time, and didn't have energy for any more. But if you know the new colleagues that we've gotten in the Federal Circuit, you'll appreciate and understand why my view of their coming to our court has changed. We've got 7 new judges, and each of them is just a terrific jurist as well as a terrific individual. I know some of you know some of those people and have worked with some of those people. Each of them is kind of different. Their backgrounds are different, but they bring so much to the table. And it's just interesting, most of the new judges who have come had had so much experience practicing before our court or interacting before our court, so they hardly had the learning curve that I did, coming from a completely different world and a different side of Washington. Judge O'Malley, you all know, she's a former district court judge. She's the most senior of the newer judges, followed by Judge Wallach and Judge Reyna, both specialized in international trade and therefore really brought something new to our table. As you know, we have exclusive jurisdiction over ITC and CIT cases.